So the original title was Potential of a Coordinated R&D and the Role of WAC. Maybe the title could rather be, should have rather been Strategy to Enhance the Network. You know, this is what we're talking about. So I have three or four slides of it to introduce the content of the panel, then I leave the floor to the panelists, who are Dave, representing LifeLab, Gabby for the LSC. I will replace Fulvio, who was invited to represent Virgo, but is excused. He gave me some slides. We'll be Shinji Yoki for Kagura, Sanjit Tumika for LIGO India. Unfortunately, he hasn't connected so far. We'll see if he connects later. And then Pedro Maronetti for the work. This is the. Hello?
Hi, I'm online.
Oh, excellent. You're very welcome.
So the focus is the network evolution in the next 10 years. We are still talking of announcement of the 2G detectors, while the 3G is for tomorrow's session. Specifically, in how to turn single detector plans into strategy for network enhancements, and about the challenges along this path. So, from Silver Spring concluding document, it was written that in all detection scenarios, an international network with GW observatories is required for source localization. Network coordination of downtimes and upgrades may be very important. Improving the weakest detector in the network can benefit sky localization. Improving the strongest detector in the network can benefit parameter estimation. The relative value of these will become clearer when GW signals have been detected, which is now, potentially allowing us to set better priority for operation in other schedules. This was a general statement. Then there was a number of recommendations. The first one was to improve GW detector network coordination, we recommend the multi-month exchange visit programs, international meetings regarding near long-term planning, and joint Eastern Science and Engineering Working Group. Then I let you read the rest. The second recommendation, we propose assembling a joint design program for GW detector improvement, distributing costs for development and production. This will be very important since implementing detector upgrades may need significant resources on the level of funding for mid-scale innovation projects. The current collaboration and other interested research groups should establish milestones for planning future detectors to subsequently oversee to ensure that the milestones are achieved. This second recommendation was quite ambitious. Third one, we recommend a closer link among global funding agencies to coordinate medium long-term planning, looking for synergy between the agency capabilities to most effectively stimulate international field of gravitational wave physics and astrophysics. So now, about the first recommendation, I would say visitor program exists. They are mostly focused on commissioning or operation. And so the question to the panelists is whether would it make sense to extend them on purpose for R&D and detector enhancement. But international meetings, I think that they are now frequent. My personal opinion is that they are sufficient, but let's ask it to the panelists. And about the joint working group, question is this still a good idea? If so, can we make progress on this? Second recommendation, about the joint design program. This is not the case, the different stage of progress of LIGO, Virgo, and Kagura. In this context, is collaboration, coordination still possible on some or any topics? This could become the playground for a future collaboration on 3G. Third point, funding agencies have created the WAC, and we hear directly from Pedro Baronetti about the role which this body could play. But the question for the other is, what do we want to ask WAC to do for us? And that's it. So I will leave the floor to Dave first.
So Giovanni asked me to comment here. I started thinking about what I would say that I think would have some impact, if you will, in this discussion. And I thought the first thing that I would say is that one of the things that we clearly touched upon in the discussions that we had earlier today are the fact that we're looking at a world in post-2020 where there will be four or five detectors all up. And I think, you know, LIGO's plans are fairly well established in the sense that we know what we're going to do in the next 5 years. India, I think, is called an extension of LIGO in the sense that, it's a LIGO detector. And we have a schedule, that's a pretty detailed schedule that I'll show you when it gets online. It's a progressive schedule, but it's not impossible for me. And then we have Virgo and Chagra, and I think by virtue of probably the fact that, you know, focus right now is just on getting the Virgo and Chagra detectors working, I don't think there's been as much long-term planning. So I think the first thing to think about, from at least my perspective, is these questions that Giovanni put up, how do we make them work within Virgo and Chagra? So for example, suppose we want to do coordinated on the meeting. Suppose we take squeezing, we take Newtonian noise cancellation. These are things that R&D is being actively done on. Is that something that can be coordinated, all right, in the sense that we do, it's not just the LSE doing it, but it's also Virgo doing it and Chagra doing it. Way. So I think it's really the first and foremost a manpower or a person power issue. Is there the person power available in those collaborations and in the LSC to do that? So I think that's one question that needs to be addressed. I think the next question that needs to be addressed is how to establish a coordinated program and to what level should it be coordinated? And I think you can look at the LSC white paper as an example. I think the LSC white paper has always proven to be a good exercise. It's not perfect in the sense that sometimes it floats a little bit, but I think it does get the essence of the kinds of upgrades that we do. Is that something that can be extended across? And then I think the third point that I would want to make here that I think is really important is these upgrades cost money. You heard of the price tag today for A plus. It's not cheap, but if you want to do the science, that's what you need to do. If you want to have detectors that are comparably sensitive from Virgo and Chagra and from India, it's going to cost money from Virgo and Chagra and India agencies too. So what's the mechanism by which that discussion can start to happen? So recommendation number one is have a discussion in this room about whether or not any gap needs to sit on this. You know, whether or not we can think about fostering more formal structures, right? Not bureaucratic structures, but structures that at least allow, you know, some coordination among the different groups. And again, that's predicated on there has to be the will of the people in the world that will policy to do that. It could involve the programs, and I think that's the kind of thing. There are funding mechanisms to establish those. So I think that's one question. And then the other question is, you know, since we're going to hear from Pedro, how will this discuss it? How can this discussion take place at the agency level? What can we do to help it take place at the agency level? Look, I think I'm probably not preaching to the choir. I'm not saying anything that's not obvious, but we've been given the greatest gift that this field can give. Right? We're given discovery and a pretty amazing study. So the opportunity to do the science is really close to one.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, at the end, there will be a room for general discussion. Kathy.
Yes, I'm going to speak on the issue of controlling quality of national organizing about allergies. I think it's obvious from the discussion that what happened in Namibia today that R&D, successful R&D for any detector is good for all detectors. If not for the current configuration, but for the immediate configuration, after that, for the future configuration. So it's obvious that that coordinating the IREs at an international level, especially international level, at the international level, is very important. And the same is true with funding. However, none of these things come naturally. So this coordination, even though I think it's very important, is a push. And we did meet of these roles in that. We were very distracted afterwards for many reasons, for many good reasons. It happened made a lot of progress in many global changes or changes we wanted to be had. But now is the time to do that. So I think that having not just the collaboration, but individual teams organized joint meetings to discuss that need for institutional help. Perhaps we don't need to call them working groups. But the main activity of the LSE working group are the telecoms that happen once a month, but mostly the twice a year meetings we have to get the feedback. Instead of having those technical meetings in parallel, we have conferences that are open, depending on the research. I know that there are lots of caveats, it's not so serious, but we had open conferences, not just to all the collaborations, but even some other things. So we can invite some of the scientists, some coaches, we can invite geologists.
Something from the Virgo side, we have a couple of slides, but they are not a talk, they're just notes in form of slides. So, for Virgo, the main focus is joint O2, and all the energies are there. The main issue, as you know, is the multiple failure monolithic suspensions. We have two test masses currently down, and the decision is to suspend them with steel in order to let the commissioning proceed at the cost of some sensitivity loss. In parallel, we are investigating glass failure, and as it happened already in the last months, we will continue asking help to our LSE colleagues. We have currently a good collaboration set with the Glasgow group, which is doing some tests for us. And this is a bit of topic, but everybody's asking and showing possible sensitivity achievable with steel, a conservative model here compared with a more optimistic model. And basically for the conservative model, the range for VNS is up to 50
megaparsecs.
50. So because LIGO has signal recycling, which Virgo is power recycled with. Yeah. So let me come to the point. For the upgrades, Virgo is preparing a vision document to put forward the case for a progressive enhancement of the advanced Virgo sensitivity to keep up with the network improvements and gradually have a better exploitation of the infrastructure potential. And to this extent, a significant increase of the EGO budget for the next 5 years, about 20%, has been asked to the funding agency to cover extraordinary maintenance, R&D, and manpower needs in order to support this R&D program. So that's the key point. We come back to the issue. We need the resources. And we expect a council decision on this by December. And certainly the outcomes of this workshop could help in basically the idea is that we think that we will be able to implement some short-term action after two. Then there will be a phase two pushing towards the nominal sensitivity of the Van der Virgo, and then after 2022 there will be a real real window for the implementation of more important upgrades. And about the upgrades, there is we are currently writing down a vision document. Here the color code is that in red there are upgrades which partly are already in the Advanced Virgo program and part are new, which can be implemented in principle between O2 and O3. In green there are post O3 upgrades, and in blue there are longer term possibilities still which are still let's say fuzzy at the moment, where there is no real study. So this is not yet an implementation plan. While we are preparing squeezing a Newtonian noise test, an aggressive R&D program will require both dedicated funding and international collaboration. We look forward to increase the level of coordination within the gravitational wave community. So next one is
Shinji,
will tell us about Tiger plans.
Oh, okay. As I said in GitHub post, a friend will be rushing to the baseline cover of construction. And the big conflict of three phases. One is phase one. Phase one of target is operation of 3 kilometer cryogenic. Hopefully, power disciple migration in the ground until the March 2018. And in the phase two, the target is operation with full configuration using cryogenic RAC in the ground until 2019 first quarter. And finally, in the phase three, commissioning will start in 2019 the second quarter. And as I said, well, we would like to reach the target sensitivity around 2022. As you know, the manpower of cover-up is very short. So actually, we have no future complete plan for upgrading the cover-up. And so, we are in Japan. Once such a peak in facilities was constructed, some operating fund is promised to for several years or decades. So, we can simply operate the Kagura in several years and decades. But at present, we have no negotiation for the future funding, such as 3D detector or something with government. About managed R&D as proposed in this meeting. Maybe the Kagura group can contribute about cryogenic aspects and the low frequency seismic noise environment to find the ultimate and commonly design of 3D detectors. So actually, and at present, the cryogenic data in the parameter of ICRL is completely free. Nobody is now using. And of course, PK and IHR have some several sizes cryo instruments. And actually, we can use ion beam sputtering coating machine in Node.js. And at the same time, AMA 1 arm cavity is now used for infrastructure that was by us. So then we can we have no intention to participate in the future managed analysis for 3D detector.
Thank you very much.
Shanjit, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Please, it's your turn.
Okay. You can hear me fine, right?
I think so.
Okay. Well, so as you know, we are very excited that the LIGO India project was got in principle approval from the government earlier this year, and things are moving fast now. Because of one of the important meeting, Tarun Sorodeep, who was supposed to attend the dawn meeting, could not come. So one of the important reasons for setting up LIGO India is to go beyond it. So we are expecting that there will be a lot of activities towards a next generation detector in India. So we have already contacted some of the experimentalists in the country to start thinking beyond LIGO India. And there will be a meeting in August where there will be speakers, international speakers coming, giving some lectures and sort of give ideas to people that what people can work on for the third generation detector. Installing the detector, LIGO India detector, is already a big challenge, and I think there will be scope for collaboration there. So overall, there are a lot of collaboration possibilities in the experimental sector. Then there will be electromagnetic follow-up also, which can be coordinated and so on. Now, about funding, there can be some fund in the LIGO India project for such activities, but then we will be exploring other possibilities also. It could be in parallelly to the same or different funding agencies. Yeah, I think I would not say more. We can get into the discussions.
Thank you very much, Sanjit. So I leave the floor to Pedro for the last contribution, and then we open the general discussion.
Would you like to come here or stay there?
So the first paragraph that you see in the transparency is essentially what Giovanni mentioned before, which is the recommendation from the first one about increasing the coordination between funding agencies. Because of that recommendation, then we created the WAC group last year, the Gravitational Wave Agency Correspondent, which for some reason at NSF is called GWAC. I don't know why you don't like WAC. And essentially, so far we have all those agencies that you have in the fire bullet over there. So the members of WAC are not the country, but the agencies. So you can have several agencies from the same time. We have ARCs, CFI from Canada, CNRS, NACIC from Mexico, DFG from Germany, INF, NASA, NSF, NSF, FDFC from the UK. We had the first meeting in October last year. The idea is to keep the meetings very cheap, low cost, so we do just teleconferencing. Thank you. What is exactly for? Well, the idea is to coordinate international co-sponsoring of activities in the educational data policies. Anything that is related to educational websites, you know, where or not, is a fair game for this. And what kind of activities are we talking about? Well, at the forefront is large scale activities. At some point, we are going to be talking about developing third generation vibration wave observatories. Those are going to be very expensive developments at the level of LHC cost. And there is no doubt that there will have to be a very different collaboration between the agencies from even the design set, right? At a very big level. But that doesn't mean that what we only get about that. It can be about other scale of kind of medium scale, as we mentioned recently, any kind of R&D that can be of use for the community can be considered by GWAP. It doesn't have to be all one. It doesn't have to be all the members of GWAP. It could be just a binary interaction between one agency and another. The idea of GWAP just to have a forum for anybody to drop an idea and see if they are related. For instance, one that is already working is a collaboration between DFG, a funding agency in Germany, and MSF, which allows us to have joint reviews of this. We already started a program. Last year we got several proposals. One of them was awarded. I cannot tell you which one it is because it hasn't been made public yet, but it is a member of the legislative collaboration. In these days, we want to point that they even they will be project, which is do we really need a full strong collaboration between the whole gravitational wave community in one country and another to use what? Not at all. These two journalists, one from the US and another from Germany, got together, decided to submit a proposal in both views of the new opportunity, which is essentially a single review. This collaboration in particular works very well. We have a proposal submitted simultaneously to NSF and to the German agency, and they decide which one, which agency is going to be the one that is in need. And then they conduct the review, and the other agency participates just as an observer, and then we evaluate and make a decision on what to do. That is one possibility of collaboration between two agencies to fund small projects. Another one is even simpler for some foreign agencies, which is NSF takes the full responsibility of the review, and then they accept the final outcome. There is a agreement, or an agreement like that with the funding agency, I think it's ESF, I never remember exactly the other one. But there is another one with a human name. So essentially, if any funding agency decides to accept the ruling or the NSF review and fund their part, we're okay with that because it doesn't change our review at all. So we think about the language from the NSF side. And that can be started by any member of the collaboration from another bank. Say, look, you know, I've got to my funding agency and they are okay with that. Right? So anybody can participate directly from the new research. What you have to do is just get the funding program director from that country or that agency to contact with me and we can talk about it. Small scale, again, the very opportunity for the training of students and posters. When I was a poster myself, I remember that back then my group was the poster country from Brazil, because Brazil had a program to send fully paid posters to another country, and they just had to choose where to go. So if there is a Brazilian student or a poster who wants to be sometimes as a type of fellow, if Brazil is willing to pay for the system, they can use it. If they want to know more about the possibilities of life accepting from other countries, well, we can talk. So there are many possibilities. Japan, I think, has a similar role. Because we, in another group, I was a bottle of food, we had a Japanese bottle that was fully paid by the world. Right? So there are many opportunities at the small scale, too. Coming back to what? What is that any agency need to do to participate in what? To be a member of what? Just send me an email. That's all I do. It doesn't require any other paperwork. The only condition that we impose is that the member of the WAC, the members of WAC, the persons, are representative of the funding agency. It's okay if they are silent, as long as they are members of WAC, they also represent in some way that funding agency, official, right? You cannot just be a member of the scientific community with no real connection with you. Apart from that, anybody is welcome. It doesn't really matter if that agency is funding right now traditional science, or as funded in the past, that is very much. As long as they are interested in funding in the future, they can actually join. Then that takes us to the last point, which is the one question. What is that you can do for us or we can do for you? Just let us know, think about if you know of any opportunity which we can interact in any funding agency, I'd be more than glad to take cover up and see if we can get the things going. There are always some sorts of funding out there that we can tap. Even at NSF, if there is an international collaboration. And that may be the case in other countries too. Some other countries have special programs for international collaboration.
Thank you very much, Carlos.
Right there. So we have about 15 minutes for question and answer. Questions for the panel in the audience. Dave.
So, Pedro, following up on your presentation, have you ever had any tripartite funding dimensions? Is it possible to contemplate?
Absolutely. At the level of large scale, of course, there are things like Palma that are many countries participating in that. Yeah. At the level of small awards, it's doable. But I have not. I am not a glad to talk about that.
So I recall one of the things that there was a meeting of the agencies that funded trying to ask, and then grabbing them back together. Is that still true?
Yes. And we have a representative that we know very well that goes to those meetings and shows some franchises about the competition. Sorry, I'm not aware of it. Those meetings keep on going, but they've been tapering down because there is no competition. But there is somebody. There's another additional business that goes there in the sense that other than that, it's an organizational business. It never goes there. Not to the movement. They never come back. I'm not going to talk to anybody to do it.
So I have Albert, Tatia, and Tata.
I wanted to follow up on this. We heard from most of the morning some concrete discussions about what we want to do as a community. How does WAC make this possible?
Any particular point?
Yeah, A+.
Well, R&D for A+ could be, for instance, any project in R&D could be funded by two agencies through a program like DFG. Yes. The particular award that I mentioned before is R&D for future detectors. But I think it's more than enough. I'm sure it's more than enough. I'll check with everyone. But definitely, anybody who has any idea or any particular program, any project proposal that can be co-funded between two agencies, we are not aware of that.
I think I saw NASA video quite right. So how is that going to work? Is that a single agency? If it's a proposal that's targeting the science of both space and
well, my example about the proposals and review was a particular case. An example of how we can make this use of the measure. So NASA is there as a representative. One of the members of GWAP that can participate in the number that works, not necessarily in the story. However, your question is, can we submit a single proposal to NASA to NASA? We can do that right now. That's three of them. There is a reward that NASA and NSF will be funding the additional research. All you have to do is you can submit the same proposal, which has made us know me and the program director of NASA that you are submitting the same proposal. Should both of them be recommended to the program board that will be shown?
So it has to be submitted to both the agencies. They will coordinate.
We coordinate the funding. Right now, we don't coordinate the single review process. We are talking
about. Okay. Yeah. So in this case, it will be two reviews.
Correct. In this case, as of today, it will be two reviews.
And you need approval from both? Sorry, you need both of them?
Yes. And this is what we call the data interval situation, in which case, you know, maybe one of you say no, and then the money from the other, and then you have to go ahead and operation. We are talking about having a single review process in the future, but at this point, we are involved in the I am okay with it right now. NASA has a problem related to mitigate the surface that has been commented on. But as soon as that clears out, maybe we will have a decision.
Okay. Any other questions? So, international collaboration and coordination is very important in the field of this. So, why do we need national success? Are there any national success or nations?
To me, any single proposal that we co-fund is a mission.
large scale, or if you wish, this is the extra funding that I can get from anybody outside the Richmond. It's also a dollar amount that I consider coming to our community. So that is also a good thing. When it comes to large scale, they will not be possible without the village. It's amazing how I worked together with the agency in the UK and Germany, we have serious coordination between NSF and the funding agencies to work. It's done. But that is not going to work for something like the economy, the color, or the end, and the that would depend.
I want to address something that Gavin mentioned about getting people around the world to coordinate research to participate in guide meetings to collaboration. I wonder what about the DW, AGW sort of repurposing and focusing to emphasize.
Yes, of course, this what I had in mind is that the AEW I'm very successful at what a lot of problems is done, not just in the topic that even but in the conversation. So this would make the working group meeting with more members, lots of that would be ideal. But I think it's the main idea is to make it open rather than close to the building of the rest. And that is the main that I have had. It's not extending the EBIT committee to extend it long. On the contrary, you see the opening you have of that, extending you have that. Like I said, it's not what we do, it's not. We need to think afresh about this.
So I want to ask a tough question, but it's pretty serious. What are the barriers that you have to overcome to be able to have a coordinated research internationally, just in general? If you want to have an international board of research efforts, meetings are important, exactly.
I can imagine seven.
So that's a question for everybody.
I mean, open meetings on R&D technology.
People will hide some results. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
People will hide some results. So, anybody, no show profit.
That no longer is functional as a it's going to outside, but it's somehow
two clever ideas, but independent, but sometimes not so useful.
And sometimes it's better to use less clever ideas, but well implemented, because a short time is a problem. In this case, we need to set up an internal steering committee within an organization to exploit the maximum our capability. So, for example, we are talking about the Silicon. The sea, the interesting rest of the Silicon for the Voyager, and they are quite interesting for people. So, or other technology that is being offered, squeezing is common, vehicle, or the light. So, I think that we should try to not to replicate the efforts and we common. Then the implementation of the machine will be according to the entire chapter. In order to be listed or to be. That means more than meetings and conferences.
So I have to ask Laura if we can have a few more minutes.
Sure. Fine.
So I think I have a.
So I think a question for Ted. So I think to access the sphere of the monitoring agencies across to one another from the different countries. But I think partly following on from what Michaela just said, the community also has UN, so as a body which represents the international field, that's quite involved. So it's partly a question, partly a statement, I think which could hopefully be useful in international flag. Well, we have a meeting of Sunday to the PR and involved with. So again, the recent message that you take along to that meeting about what we should be thinking about doing in this context to start to think about that, that would be really useful.
I think that it's essential the communication between weaker ones and any other scientific community. So I'd be more than glad to, unfortunately, NSF is short of money for us, not for the researchers, but for the current efforts, and I won't be able to go to the GRP. I don't know what they're talking about. So, but I may be able to afford it. If you can sit down during that particular discussion, I'd be more than glad to participate in that.
So we'll take the last question, then discussion with the model. Kind of question for Cogra. Would there be Cogra interest in having these kind of joint R&D meetings? You can comment on that.
We presented about the participation about R&D meeting.
Yes, of course, although we have maybe short manpower, but we are not efficient. Some aspects of cover is including 2.5G generation digital graphics. So according to my understanding that coordination of coordinated R&D is for a future detector, not to include the present problem, but to include the present problem occurred in second detector generation or so. So for 3D detector development, many things should be tried to find the ultimate commonly methodology or technique to realize the first generation interferometer sensitivity. So in such a case, what we have in Kagura could be one complete key. Even if what we develop won't be used in the future detector, but it doesn't matter. We are very interested in to find the what is the future design for 3D detector. So we are very interested in to participate in the R&D and workshop.
Thank you. So we stop here. There is a need to continue this discussion, especially I think that we need to follow up the question asked by Dave about what are the barriers. I think that we need to spell it clearer. Let me thank all the contributors, especially Pedro. I think that we will need a 2 hours question and answer session with Pedro, especially. And so I'll leave the microphone to Laura for the next panel.